This podcast is brought to you by DKP & Co. Chartered Accountants. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
But now we will cross to our Aussies Abroad expert, Damien Davies, who's been waiting patiently on the line. Damien, always good to talk to you.
Always good to hear where you're going, what you guys are going on about. No problem at all.
Fantastic. Well, let's start with last week's Asian Champions League action. Some of our Aussies playing overseas, pretty successful in that competition.
Yes, yeah. There was three Aussies involved, or their clubs were involved. Andrew Naboo's Euro Reds appeared, and he was a new sub. They won. Matt German got 90 minutes for his club side as they won. And Brad Jones' club side did win, but he was an unused sub. So three from three, I think that's been quite a while since we've had that amount of success in any given week in the Champions League. So good news.
Yeah, just as well considering the struggles of the A-League teams in that competition.
Yeah, I did want to make note that it was Aussies Abroad and not Aussies. So yeah, it was a... Need to make the distinction, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Well, let's go and start in the UK as we usually do, because the Scottish League has gone to playoffs and we've had some success for our Aussies over north of the border there.
Yes. So there was a relegation promotion. Relegation promotion playoffs between Championship and League One. Mm-hmm. So Queen of the South had their two-legged playoff to try to retain their status in the Championship. Lyndon Dykes 90 minutes in both games, and they came back from a 2-1 loss in the first leg to get a 5-0 win in the second leg, in which Lyndon did score. So they will now proceed, and they are going to play against Raith Rovers, who are in League One at the moment, with Aussie striker Chris Duggan there. He was unused, but those two Aussies will play off next week for a spot in the Championship next season. It is a little bit inconsequential for Lyndon Dykes, as we know, given that he has signed in the Scottish Premier League for next season. So I'm sure he'll want to leave his club on a good note, though.
Absolutely. I was going to say, which club did he sign for again in the top flight?
If you I'm going to say Livingston. It's either Livingston or Hamilton.
Well, he's been very consistent in the second tier level, and you know, seems to suit the game style over there. So I think he'll probably do well stepping up to the top division. And it's just as well he doesn't have that relegation pressure on his shoulders for his club next season.
I looked it up as we spoke. It's Livingston, so all good.
Excellent, and a great signing for him to step up to the top tier. Let's talk about a promising youngster, Isaac Danzo, who's got his first start.
Yeah, we've talked about him a couple of times, making sub-appearances for the Levante Seconds in the third division in Spain. He made his first start of the season. I think he got 67 minutes or something like that. So one of our young Aussies that's doing well, I think he's 19. Daniel Wong is one of the other Aussies in Spain as well. He was also used as a sub on the weekend. So good to see those guys starting to get a little bit of attention in obviously decent-sized leagues in Spain, right? So good news and good way to start off the updates across Europe. So Timothy Au, we've talked about him a couple of times, getting on the bench at Schalke. He was on the bench again, unfortunately unused, but his progress continues. His reserve side, who play in the fifth tier in Germany, did actually get promotion, so he'll be up to fourth tier in the reserves, but hopefully he does keep cracking through in the seniors next year. Brandon Brello got 90 minutes playing for Freiburg's reserve team as well. And Matt Leckie, we talked about last week, he has got a fairly bad ankle injury, so he is done for the year. So mixed stories there for the Aussies in Germany. A couple of good things to note, particularly in Denmark. Owen Biel came off the bench in his club side's game on the weekend. You know, did get 5 minutes and managed to score a penalty in that 5 minutes. Probably not as impressive as Amini, who continues to do really well at AGF in Denmark. He got an assist and actually the winning assist on the weekend as well. So his club side has done very well. And Mustafa has certainly had a great year. I know we've talked about him as potentially looking for a bigger opportunity. Couple of other Aussies to note. Croatia, which we haven't talked that much about, the second tier, young Denny Juric started and scored 2 goals on the weekend. With another young Aussie in the second tier of Croatia, Karl Clementi, also playing 90 minutes and scoring. And young keeper Evan Alexander Ridley, who has been, I think he's been about 3 or 4 clubs in his fairly young career. He's 24. He's now moved to Norway and playing for Moss in Norway. He made his debut on the weekend and had 90 minutes in the unfortunate loss there. So quite a few Aussies that we don't get to talk about that much this time of year when it is a little bit quieter in England. Good chance to talk about these guys.
Well, speaking of England, I mean, Matty Ryan, we all were probably watching his Brighton side go down to Manchester City on the final day of the season. Luckily avoided relegation, but his manager, Chris Hughton, has actually been sacked just yesterday. So he was a little bit shocked, taking to Twitter to express his fondness for Chris Hughton and all that he's done for him. But, you know, a little bit worrying for Brighton because this guy was very popular amongst the supporters and it seems the players as well. But the owner of Brighton has decided, you know, just missing out or just avoiding relegation isn't good enough and he's bringing someone new in.
It just reminds you how cutthroat the business is, right? I mean, he's done very well. He's kept them up 2 years in a row. They were odds on to go down back to the championship, and it hasn't happened. So I don't know. Maybe he had performance drivers in his contract that he had to finish in the top 15. Who knows? But it did seem very harsh.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be joined by someone from the newspaper over there in Brighton, actually, on tomorrow's program to discuss that decision and talk about Matty Ryan's club future. But anything more from Europe before we go back to Asia?
No, Aaron Moy obviously made his, well, hopefully, his, I probably shouldn't have said hopefully, potentially his last ever Huddersfield appearance. And Miller Jedinak was unused, and Villa won the first leg of their playoff as well. So they continue to progress. Wouldn't it be interesting if Villa get promoted again and Miller stays there? That would be an amazing turn of events, but we'll keep our eyes on that one over the coming weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. That club has been so chaotic this season, but they could be going up to the Premier League regardless. Let's talk about another goalkeeper in Mitch Langerak, who's on a pretty good run over in the J-League.
Yes, he's having a much improved season at Nagoya. I think his season last year was fine, to be honest, but his club's been performing quite well this year. They had another 2-0 win on the weekend with Mitch in goal against Andrew Nabud's side. He was unsighted, unfortunately, but Langerak continues. One of a couple of Australians that are doing quite well, Adam Taggart scored again on the weekend, putting more and more pressure on. I know we've spoken about him. Blake Rashuda scored again in Singapore, which is an interesting debate. Where does Singapore sit with the NPL in New South Wales, given Rashuda was certainly a good player at that level, but he wasn't a star. And now he seems to be a star in Singapore. So that's an interesting one. I don't know if he's got more opportunity to go into bigger and brighter things. He obviously had some time in South America for 2 or 3 years before he came across to Australia. So that'll be an interesting one to watch. Bernie Abini came off the bench for his club side. Good to see him slowly getting a couple of minutes. And in the US, Andy Rose was a used sub as Vancouver won on the weekend, and Brad Smith got another 90 minutes and another 1-0 win. So these guys are doing nothing at all wrong when it comes to getting themselves back in Socceroos in the next few weeks. I'm not quite sure when that squad's announced, but it's got to be the next week or two, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think it will be the next week or so. And it's great to see that Adam Taggart is still scoring, and now he is joint third highest goal scorer in the K-League.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's great to see.
Yeah, and Bernie Abini getting any minutes at all is no mean feat, considering he's playing at such a big club with such a huge squad, and particularly, you know, the manager just seemed to sign every attacking player on the market in the summer. So, you know, he's got a lot of competition for places, but if he's getting any minutes off the bench at all, I think that's a success for Bernie.
I think so. I was reading an article about that last week. They've got something like 40-odd players, 40 or even 50 players in their squad. And they have quotas on the number of foreigners that can play. So he's got a very, very tough gig to get any sort of minutes there. So you're right, he's doing extremely well to be appearing. But it also explains a little bit about how the Australian strikers have struggled a little bit in the past there as well. You know, the likes of Nathan Burns and that we've talked about a bit before.
Yeah, it's pretty ruthless and crazy. They've just cast a net very, very wide there at that club. But let's talk a little bit about the transfers, the releases and the loan returns. How many players are moving on? And give us some names to talk about.
This is, for what I do with Aussies Abroad, this is arguably the most challenging part of the year, trying to keep up with who's going where. Jack Iredale has moved from Greenock Morton in Scotland to Carlisle United, who are in League 2 in England. and Scotty MacDonald, who we spoke about last week. I think we must have spoken about it 2 hours before it was actually announced that he's now signed with Western United. So great reward for him after the stellar season he had to get Partick out of trouble in the Championship in Scotland.
Yeah, that's sensational. I know he was very, very popular over there, not only as a player, but also as a pundit and, you know, radio presenter. Yeah. We thought when he was going into BBC kind of radio studios in Scotland, that was it for him. He was hanging up the boots, but no such commitment from Scotty MacDonald, who's decided the opportunity to come home is too good to turn down.
Mm. Well, he couldn't get a look into the A-League, you know, 12 months earlier.
Amazing.
That's great for him. Great for him. So a couple of others, a couple of Aussies getting released, to be honest. These guys are going to be on the radar back home, as we discussed last week. Brad Inman was released by Rochdale, and Ryan McGowan, who was on loan to Dundee, has been released by Bradford, who got relegated. So Ryan McGowan is certainly one with a very, very impressive CV. He may find himself back in Australia, I dare say. And then a couple of loan deals that have ended up with players returning to their primary clubs. Riley McGree, we talked about. Club Bruges apparently want him back. Whether or not they keep him there or send him out on loan in Europe somewhere is to be determined. Harry Soutar, who shot into prominence, certainly in the Aussies abroad circles over the last couple of months with his exploits at Fleetwood Town and then with the under-23s, has gone back to Stoke City. That will also be interesting to see if he's done enough to become a starter in that side. We'll see how his pre-season goes. And one that snuck under the radar a little bit is young Regan Ogle, who is a defender who was on loan at Southport. He has gone back to Accrington Stanley, who are in League One, and he actually got an appearance in their matchday squad straight away when he got called back. So hopefully that puts him in good stead for next season as well.
All very interesting. We're just about running out of time here, Damien, but before we go, we talked about the Matildas squad announcement earlier in the program. Which of our women have signed off in style in the USA before they go on international duty, and which of them have been left out as for the first team picture?
Yeah, I guess I'm starting to focus on the ones that were in named in Ante's side today, Ante's squad. So Harrison and Chloe Leganzo both started and had away wins for Washington. Claire Polkinghorn started and also had an away win for Houston Dash. Ellie Carpenter, Van Egmond, Hayley Russo all appeared as well. And Sam Kerr, I heard Louise sneak in that she got yet another award, but she also scored two, did an outstanding little backflip, and got an assist. The woman is a superstar, so she signed off with perfection for Chicago Red Stars as she heads off to the World Cup.
And that was also against the reigning NWSL champions.
Yeah, and she also told the Chicago media that next time she saw them, she'd be holding the World Cup. So I quite enjoyed.
She's a gun.
Quite enjoyed that.
I think we're all going to have so much fun watching her and the girls in the World Cup. Getting really excited about that now. We're into the last 4 weeks or so can't wait.
Absolutely. Damien, thanks for joining us. As always, we'll speak to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.